We got to talk about something. When did this become the vortex for all Megans?
Always. It's always been about the Megans.
So we just need to let our listeners know that we have a fourth unnamed person named Megan that is in a undisclosed location so that all of the Megans can't be wiped off the face of the earth at once. So we're looking out for the Megan power.
That's right. Got all the Megans.
I think you should only hire Megans from now on.
It's only appropriate, yeah. We're gonna have to figure out a way to, like, identify ourselves separately.
Yeah. So this is Megan, no H, one N, the coach. I'm obviously here with my cohort here, Megan, one H, one N. And for clarity's sake, we have the other awesome Megan that we both love working with here, and she is H, two N's. So we're going to try to...
Mind blown. Two N's. Who would have thought it?
I think it's an Australian thing. I don't know.
It is. It's from The Thorn Birds, which was a book in the 80s, and my mom was reading it while she was pregnant. And there was a Megan in there, and she was from Australia. And my dad's from Australia, so she decided to name me Megan with an H and two N's. And for the rest of my life, my email and name has always been spelled wrong.
I understand that. Yeah, I think H is the Irish way to spell it.
Yeah.
And so I have no idea why my parents decided to add an H. I was supposed to be Victoria until, like, a month before I was born.
Perfect.
And then my grandma called me Tori, and my mom said, no, you are now Megan.
Switching it up.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been told that the two N's has a Welsh connection.
I've been told my spelling's Welsh also.
Oh, yeah. So
maybe just Megan as well.
Probably. We just really, none of us know where our name is from, but we all have the same name, which makes us all awesome.
So if you're a Megan out there listening to this and you know where they come from, let us know.
And also, you're awesome, yep. And you're part of the club.
Yes. So it was not intentional that we sought out Megan's to work with, but I'm so glad that I've got you both in my pocket, because you're both amazing. So,
and all of our spouses and significant others and friends are really confused when we talk about one another, because nobody knows who we're talking about.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
Yeah, so, well, if you haven't caught on, we have Megan from Trivita here with us today, and we are going to be chatting with her a little bit about Trivita, what they offer, and different things around health and wellness today.
Yep, so you guys know that we're always talking about living your life in balance and finding a balanced wellness. I always use the story that if you want to run a marathon, you can find a track coach that's going to show you all the ways to run faster and longer, but they're not focused on the rest of your life as well. So that's my point on balance, is that you need to pay attention to everything that you need to move forward to be well. And that's what the magic of Trivita. So when I heard about Trivita, I pooped my pants. Like, I was so excited.
The theme of today's poop.
I was so excited to learn more and see that they're not just a gym. There's a lot more to it. So I'm just going to let you go, Megan. Tell us about Trivita and, like, Trivita's mission and what goes on here.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. So, awesome introduction from the Megans. Thank you so much. Yes, I am Megan Feldman. I co-own Trivita with my husband, actually, Corey Feldman, depending on your age, if you're born in the 80s, not the Corey Feldman, but my Corey Feldman. So Trivita really started as a way to integrate a lot of our health and wellness in one location. So we integrate nutrition, fitness, and healthcare. Really integrating it with the right experts, so people have everything they need to become their own champion and achieve the goals that they once thought impossible. So a lot of our clients, they're scared of the gym. They are really sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they just want to feel better. They know that it's available. They're not... they're not crazy athletes, or they're not looking to... level up or anything like that. They just want to feel good. And that was one of the big things that Corey and I always wanted to work on. A lot of gyms and healthcare facilities or wellness facilities focus on athletes or getting people to optimal performance and that sort of thing, kind of leveling people up. And we sort of thought, what about the rest of us that just want to feel good and maybe aren't like looking at leveling up or being an Olympic athlete or any kind of athlete or a weekend warrior or anything like that, but you just want to feel good and know how to work out and have a place to do it that they feel comfortable and not intimidated. So that's why we started.
So it started as a gym.
Yeah, we started doing group fitness. But
now there's so much more to it, right?
Yeah. So we started doing group fitness. We knew we always wanted to bring in the healthcare and everything. My husband is a physician assistant, so has a medical license and a healthcare background, and so as well as a sports medicine background. So we started as a gym, knew we wanted to integrate the health, the medical side in there, and also nutrition and a lot of education and empowering our clients to really know and understand what all this stuff means that we hear in the news and read in magazines and all that stuff, because you read it and you're like, oh, that sounds like a good idea.
But how?
Now what? Yeah. Like, how do I do that? I used to always joke that, this was probably 10 or so years ago, but I would read, like, Self magazine, and, you know, they have the, you know, here's a 30-minute workout, and the woman's doing it, like, on the beach. And I used to think to myself, damn, if I just had a beach, like, I could so do this. Like, the beach was a requirement to do the workout.
Well, duh, you need the sand and everything.
Right, yeah. Like, you couldn't possibly do it in your backyard. You had to have the beach.
Oh, and my gosh. Like, and they're in these little bikinis that I would, like, I would do one jumping jack, and my... It would be everywhere. Like, nobody can work out in those outfits either.
No. Yeah, absolutely. So, we started as a gym. We integrated all the healthcare and nutrition and really just wanted to teach everybody how to take care of themselves and be empowered. And you need a guide in life, right? And, like, I know the Megan and the Megan of the handwritten talk about this all the time. We need to have guides to help us get there, but you have to be your own hero. Like, you're the hero of your life. You're the hero of your choices and reaching those goals. And then the rest of us are just guides to help you get there. So
I think that's a really good point. And Megan and I talk about this all the time, is you have to do the work. Mm-hmm. Like, I can give you all the tools and resources. Like, me as a coach, I can give you all the tools and the resources. But at the end of the day, like, you have to take control of your own destiny and put in the work.
Yeah, I think that's so important. I feel like a lot of times people compare themselves to others or, like, this person did this or this person did that, but they're not willing to put the amount of work in or see the effort that that person put in to get to the point that they're at, whether that be in their job or fitness or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that goes into where people end up in life, and just judging them by the end result is kind of a downfall of a lot of us.
Yeah, or the other side of it, I was talking to a lady yesterday, is she just pushed so hard for so many years in just career that all the other stuff kind of went nuts. She wasn't taking care of herself nutritionally, so, like, she was having bone density problems because she wasn't taking care of her nutrition throughout her life. And so some people misconstrue doing the work as just focusing on one thing. So that's why Tri-Vita is so great too, is because you're like, do the work, but, like, let's not push too hard in the gym and stop eating our vegetables. Mm-hmm. So we have to be able to do that in a balanced way, which is why it warms my heart.
Yeah. And it's all about lifestyle. Like, nobody has time to work out 2 hours a day, 5 days a week or 7 days a week. I mean, maybe you do. If you do, bless you. Like, congratulations. You have figured it out. You figured life out. Congrats.
I'm like, I got 20 minutes to work out.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, we all know that there's this ideal, but we all also have kids and husbands and families and friends and jobs and careers and side gigs and, you know, all these things that we're looking to build. And so you can't do everything. You can't be everything to everybody. And this is Corey's favorite thing and something we say all the time. I take care of myself so you don't have to. And how that relates, you know, is, you know, if you're a mom who's focused on taking care of the kids and the family and everything, if you're not taking care of yourself, first and foremost, how are you ever going to continue taking care of them? There will be a burnout point. Mm-hmm. So you have to find a way to take care of yourself so that it's, so your kids don't have to take care of you, or your husband doesn't right. have to take care of you, or, you know, your friends don't have to take care of your parents, whoever is your family. So it's just really about being proactive and finding a way to be proactive in your day. It doesn't have to take a long time, but if you're thinking about it and it's top of mind,
yeah,
you'll be better at it.
Yeah, I think that's so, so, so insanely important that people make that time for themselves and recognize that by taking an hour a day for yourself and doing the things that you need to do for yourself, it's going to be so much more beneficial for your family, your friends, everyone around you. Even if it feels like I don't have an hour away from my kids that I can do that, make the time, find a way to do it, because your kids are going to thank you later for that.
Do it with your kids. Kids love working out. Like, they have not figured out it's a chore yet. We have so many, one of the big things we've always instilled within our gym is that if you can't get to daycare, or if, like, the kids are a barrier, bring the kids with you. We'll keep them safe, obviously, but bring the kids with you, because they see mom and dad working out, and they're like, this is fun. Like, I love going to the gym. We make it really fun for them. They get piggyback rides, all kinds of stuff. They have so much fun when they come here, so then they're, like, begging their parents. They're like, let's go to the gym. The gym is fun. And if you teach that to a three-year-old, that's going to stay instilled with them for the rest of their life.
It's a good little nugget.
And it's also going to push you to come too and not give up. If your kids are like, let's go to the gym, you're not going to tell them no.
Right.
Because it's not like they're like, let's go get eat ice cream.
Right.
They're trying to better you and themselves. So I think that's super important to get them involved in what you're doing in both your fitness and nutrition.
I've known so, especially when I was in the military, I knew so many mothers, young mothers, that couldn't get to the gym because their husband's at work, on duty or deployed, and there's oftentimes not, well, I mean, it's getting better, but oftentimes there's not facilities that the kids can hang out in while you're trying to lift or whatever, so, yeah, that's a good little nugget. And Megan Logue, I know working out for you is clutch. Like, you just have a bad day, you need it for your own wellness in other areas just than your physical fitness.
Yeah, we've kind of talked about this a lot already in previous episodes, but I definitely notice a difference in just my overall mood and energy levels and everything when I don't work out. And for me, it is really hard for me to get to the gym. I just, you know, have an insane schedule. I travel all the time. And so I actually work out at home and try to get in at least 30 minutes every day, or I have a lake near my house that I run around. And so I kind of just find other ways that if I can't actually get physically to a gym, that I'm still being active, I'm still getting that workout in. Right now that means I wake up at 6 in the morning and do it before I start my day. For you, that might mean it's 9:30 at night and you get the kids to bed because you can't work out with them around and you do it after. But there's definitely ways you can work it into your schedule, and I guarantee you, you will see more than just health or like just physical benefits from it. Like, for me, it's just such a mental thing as well that I see from it.
And I think we'll see that everything's kind of interconnected too. As we move through this. So Tribuna focuses on three big things: fitness, nutrition, and healthcare. Mm-hmm. So we, like we do every month, if you have been listening, you know that we do something for our listeners and our tribe every month. And this month, Megan's put together something so freaking awesome to help you bring about a little bit more balance in your wellness with the Tribuna kind of focus.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, so it's always, I absolutely love when we get to kind of talk about all this stuff and put this stuff together. So, because we have three different areas, fitness, nutrition, and healthcare, we kind of did three separate chunks or three things we're going to focus on. So, I'm going to talk about the fitness side of things. And we all know things you can do to work out. Most of us, like, you can run around a lake, you can work out at home, you can do, like, my favorite thing for moms, park workouts, like, while the kids are playing. You have the best equipment at a park to, like, get a good workout in while the kids are playing.
Yeah.
So there's lots of ways to work out, but the thing that I find more often than not where people fall off is mobility and stretching. How many times have you worked out and, like, been like, cool, I'm done, and like run out the door and don't stretch.
I'm raising my hand.
Right? Like
every day.
Yes, all the time. We do not stretch. I even in our facility, in our training facility, I have to hold people back. I'm like, you cannot leave until you stretch. Because they're always like running to work, running to do the next thing, running to the showers, whatever it is. And they're like, oh, I'll just skip the stretch because I can get out of here. Like, I got my workout in, I can go. And the stretching is probably the most important thing. So you'll see when we get everything put together, hopefully you have our giveaway freebie, freebie now in front of you. But you can kind of see we've given you some different options for stretching, different types of stretching. And I just want people to focus for the first 5 minutes of their day or the last 5 minutes. I don't care if you do it in the morning or night.
I love it.
Do it. Just 5 minutes of stretching. Here's what I can say about stretching. So your entire body, remember that song, like the head bone connected to the neck bone, neck bone's connected to the shoulder bone.
I thought you were talking about head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Like, that works as well.
Interesting.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Everything's connected, right? Okay, so if ultimately, so if your left ankle hurts, it could very well be your right shoulder that is the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how connected our bodies are. There's this crisscross, right? There's these two axes within our body. So so you gotta stretch and keep things mobile. The other thing I see, especially we're in Colorado, you guys are kind of all over the place, but in Colorado we got a lot of weekend warriors, hikers, runners, triathletes, distance runners, things like that. And so when you're running, your hamstrings can get really tight if you don't stretch them out, okay? So what happens when you have a tight hamstring? Well, those muscles get shorter because they tighten up. And so that starts pulling on your glutes and your hips.
And pulling them down.
Pulling them down, right? So and then that starts pulling on your back muscles. And so when people complain of low back problems, a lot of times it has to do with the flexibility in a lot of their leg muscles, their IT bands. We all know about the IT band.
We don't all know about the IT band.
So the IT band runs like on the side of your leg. If you see people doing foam rolling where they roll on the side of their leg, it's the most painful thing you can ever do. Massage therapists will work your IT band a lot. If you've had a massage therapist, they probably told you your IT band is tight. If you sit at a desk, your IT band is tight. But all of that pulls. It also pulls on your knees and your kneecaps, so it pulls your knees out of alignment. So we have a lot of knee problems in this country constantly.
Yeah. Hey, I've had all of these problems.
I know.
But I've been a distance runner almost my whole life.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, these are all things I've gone through or I'm still working on fixing.
Yeah, and Megan, you were a dancer.
Yeah, I danced in high school. So then the other thing we hear a lot about is plantar fasciitis.
Yes.
So, the plantar fasciitis is actually a tendon in the bottom of your foot. It's connected to, women have this a lot because we wear high heels. If we wear heels a lot, it shortens that Achilles tendon, which connects to the tendon for the bottom of the foot. And so, people start working out and they're like, oh my god, I got plantar fasciitis, or it's so bad. Well, a lot of times it comes from a stretching issue of all their tendons and muscles being too tight, and it's pulling on that tendon in the bottom of the foot, and that's why you get the pain.
Crazy.
So, yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
It's all connected. Ultimately, stretch. You've got the stretches there. I know we, like, totally went off on a tangent or soapbox about stretching. The other thing is if something hurts, find an expert. Don't just try and stretch or Google it, WebMD it. Like, don't Google it, because
there should just be a life rule, like, if there's anything wrong with your body in health, do not Google.
It'll probably just tell you you're dying, which is probably not the case.
Yeah, right. You have cancer of the foot.
Don't Google.
Yeah,
don't
I'm pretty Google. Sure WebMD's answer is always cancer.
Right. But find an expert. So you can go to an orthopedic doctor, you can go to a physical therapist, you can go to a personal trainer. At Trivita, we really try and combine, you know, we're not physical therapists, but we do have a rehabilitation background. Corey having a degree in sports medicine, we can help people identify how to rehab. The other thing is there's a lot of new natural ways to improve. So if you have a minor tendon tear, an MCL tear, tennis elbow, golfer's elbow, things like that. There's a new, it's not new, it's like ancient, but PRP therapy, which is platelet-rich plasma. You basically pull out your own blood, spin it down, pull the plasma that's rich in platelets off the top of it, and then you can re-inject it in that joint. And it takes all those growth hormones that are in your blood that are meant to repair, and instead of waiting for your brain to tell them to go to that injury, we just send them there, and we put them there, and then they just start rebuilding things. So the sooner you get injured and the sooner you get in to get that therapy, the better it works. But it can work even if it's an old injury. It just takes a little bit longer to get the results. But ask an expert. Don't try and fix it on your own. Go seek a guide to help you understand what is actually happening. Chiropractors are amazing. I 100% believe in chiropractors in this world. They're so great.
Same. Chiropractors, yeah.
My girl is, like, totally fixed my shoulder issue that I had over the last, like, 6 months.
Oh, my gosh. One of my best friends is a chiropractor, and I just... thousands and thousands of percents believe in what they do.
Thousands and thousands. Infinity.
So definitely get an expert to help you with the stretching.
I think that's really good, and I say it all the time. You need somebody that can be objective about what's going on. So any type of person that can not be in the thick of it with you, in the pain, in the, you know, context of your life, but kind of look at it from above can probably help you out. So always... outside of just fitness, I think that's a great advice.
Yeah, totally.
So, okay, we know we got to move.
Yeah, we got to move.
We got to move. We got to then stretch.
Stretch. Yep, mobility's key. But we also got to eat healthy. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news. That what you put in your body does make a difference. So, eating healthy, nutrition. You know, you had a great. Freebie last month from Chef Misha, which was like amazing. I love Chef Misha. We work with her a lot too. And so her stuff is awesome. So she talked about how you can like prep and make food, make it easier for you. But I think it's important to find good food, healthy food, but also understand what you're putting in your body and what your body is absorbing. So I joked about it earlier, but we are talking about poop, people. Your poop is the answer.
Poop is always funny.
Poop is always funny.
Always funny. So this, I'm fine with this.
Megan will help you get your poop in a group.
Yeah.
I'm going to help you identify what kind of poop you have. So, you know, you can see here, like, there's some kind of ideas of the different types of stool. We'll be more medically correct and call it stool. But just being aware, like, looking, I know it's gross, guys, like, but we all do it. It's how you get rid of waste in your body. We all poop. It's okay.
I just want to point out that Megan Logue is so uncomfortable right now.
I'm not uncomfortable. I just don't have anything to add.
I just looked over and she's a little uncomfortable.
Being in medicine, like, you'd be so surprised how many poop pictures we get. Like, people send us pictures of their poop all the time.
No! Yes. Like, that's a college prank. That's not something you just do.
No. When you, like, put on a medical hat, like, people are just tell you everything and send you pictures and they bring it in baggies. You're like, I don't want
that. What? That's what you, like, your pet. No. That's not a human thing to do.
Totally a human. People do it. I guarantee you. So consider yourself saved. You don't have to handle.
Glad I'm not in the medical industry.
Right?
I deal with people's shit in a different way.
Right. So just identifying and looking at your stool to kind of help you identify how your body's absorbing nutrients. If you see a lot of your food left in your stool, your body is not absorbing something. So you're not getting those vitamins and minerals and nutrients that are in that food. Mm. If it's coming out whole, it's not doing what it's supposed to do.
So does that typically mean that you're not eating the right foods or that there's another issue?
It could be both. It could be that your body doesn't particularly like that food, and so it's just going to process it out without, you know, it's doing its job. So your body has a lot of protections in it where if there's a food that it doesn't like, it will try and get rid of it. It considers the whole food waste, right? So it gets rid of it as fast as it can. It could also mean that there's an underlying gut issue. So we're dealing with, this could be a whole separate podcast on gut, but...
Yeah, you guys do gut talks all the time.
Yeah, we've got a gut talk coming up, but Leaky gut is a big thing. Just understanding your digestive system and what it is the most important thing to your health. Everything starts in your gut.
Well, and one of the things I've really learned from you since we've, been working together is what is a good diet plan for one person is not necessarily a good diet plan for another person.
Exactly.
And one of the things that's amazing at Trivita is, everyone here knows what they're talking about. Your trainer isn't just somebody that showed up and decided he was going to be a personal trainer one day. He has degreed in exercise science.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But you also have a nutritionist on staff as well. And combining, so this is kind of the interconnectedness stuff that I've been talking about, is the medical side can look at your blood and see what you need. Right? You can look and see what you're deficient in, and then you can turn around and grab your nutritionist and design a nutrition plan. So even if you don't have access to a Trivita, because Trivita's in Colorado and you're in Boston, there's still ways that you can self-advocate and figure this stuff out, and looking at your poop is one of them.
Yes.
That's the lesson today. Yeah. Look at your poop.
Look at your poop and understand what's in it. And just be consistent. The other thing is being consistent with what you're doing. Paying attention to it. I can't tell you how many people come in and talk about their gut problems, and I'll ask them, what's been going on in your life? Mm. What have you been eating? What have you, and if they just write down a few things, I can find a pretty easy pattern that's happened that they don't even notice.
Yeah.
And so it's about being aware of it. So, just for the next 30 days, look at your poop every day and just kind of identify what you think it looks like.
Hang on. Is that on your checklist?
Yes.
Look at your poop.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I think this ties back into the things that Megan and I talk about all the time, though, is journaling and making notes of different things in your life and kind of figuring out, a pattern of, okay, well, I felt worse when I ate this, or when I didn't work out, I felt worse. And so it ties back into that thing that we talk about all the time, is being super hyper aware of what you're doing in your life and how those different things affect other parts of your life.
Yeah. Right. And the other thing she already talked about that we talk about all the time too, not to talk about you like you're not in the room, Megan, but is when she suggested the 5 minutes in the morning or 5 minutes in the evening doing a stretch routine is something that we completely believe in. Also, setting yourself a morning and an evening routine will help you develop this consistency that Megan Feldman was just talking about. Because if you don't have consistency and you don't have awareness, like Megan Logue was talking about, you're never going to be able to find solutions to issues that you have, because you're not going at it at an approach where you can identify one thing, because you're changing so much so often. There's no way for you to identify the one thing that's causing you problems.
Yeah. And I think even for me, who's someone who's not in the same place consistently, I'm gone 50% of the time is kind of what I've figured out, is I'm not in Colorado. We're not in my house about 50% of the time, which makes having the same consistent morning and evening routine really difficult. But I have noticed when I force myself to do those, even if I'm in the middle of the woods and the mountains, if I force myself to read in the morning, get my workout in the morning, I'm so much happier the rest of the week, the day, whatever, if I stay with those routines. When I let myself get off of it for 3 weeks when I was on my road trip, I was just way more stressed out, couldn't focus on anything, got way less work done because I didn't have a consistent routine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It all is interconnected. Your head bone is connected to your foot bone.
Totally.
Head, shoulders, and toes.
Well, another thing that comes from that, right? You just hit the nail on the head with, you were way more stressed out. And that's a third thing that I want to talk about, is stress. Stress can kill you.
Stress does kill you. It's terrible.
Sorry to be doomsday for a moment. We'll pick it back up and talk about poop in a second. But
we'll let you know how to prep for the doomsday.
Yeah. But, stress is the number one killer in our society today. Because stress leads to every single heart problem, diabetes, cancer, all of that. Stress is oxidation and inflammation in your body. And all of those things lead to every disease that is out there right now.
not to get a little woo-woo on everybody, but it's also, if you follow my line of thought of thoughts are things, like, it's still energy. So when you're, like, living in this constant stress mode and you're constantly negative and you're low vibe and you're all those things we talk about, you're just getting more of that. Like, more of that is, you're creating more of that in your life. So not only are you, like, physically, like real material stress in your body, mm-hmm. physically stressed, but you're also creating that energy too, and reinforcing it.
Yeah. So we talk a lot about, like, if you've read the book Seven Habits of Highly Effective People,
yes.
or we've got deposits and withdrawals. We talk about a cup mechanism. So imagine you have a cup of water and it's half full, because I'm an optimist.
Mm-hmm.
Half full. And you consider, like, every bit of stress is like an extra drip into that cup. So, you didn't eat a healthy breakfast, drip, drip. You didn't do your workout, drip, drip. You hit some traffic on the way to work, drip, 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 drip.
Yeah, like six drips.
Six drips, right? Then you get to work.
Yeah.
The whole bottle goes. You know, so all of these things that happen, like, there's no way to have a no stress life. If anybody, nobody's figured that everything is stress. Just our environment is stress.
Right.
So what we have to do is we have to manage that stress and manage that glass and keep it from overflowing. Anything, even a workout, something I'm telling you is good, could overflow your cup. And if you're overflowing your stress, everything else is gonna start breaking down. So even when you're doing something that's good, like working out, that's still a stress on your body. Now, it's sometimes a good stress, but sometimes it's my job as a trainer to recognize where you're at in your stress level for that day and pull you back and say, hey, today I think we're just going to stretch, because I can tell you're at your limit. And if I push you through a hard workout, not only are you not going to get the benefits of that workout, you're also going to, your body's going to start breaking down. And then that's when we get sick. That's when how many people have been super stressed out and then they get a cold?
We say this all the time. Like, I think we even talked about it in one of our podcasts. Like, every time we took vacation, I got sick.
Yeah, I'm super guilty of this. I go, 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 yeah. And I never take the break or the stop. Even, like I said, I travel a ton, but even when I'm traveling, I'm still working the whole time. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I'm like, I'm going to let myself have 3 days to not look at my computer and not check my email, I get sick. And it sucks, because it's like, you know, that time I want to take to spend with my family or go hiking, right. And I'm like all stuffed up, I can't breathe, I just want to sleep. And I've slowly been learning over time that, like, I need to take smaller chunks of that break,
mm-hmm.
instead of letting it all build up and then pausing.
Right. Yeah.
And so doing some things throughout the week that helped me de-stress has helped me not be sick as much.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually haven't been super sick in, like, 9 months, which
That's
is
awesome.
Huge for me, because I was getting sick pretty consistently when I was at a full-time gig and working 12, 13-hour days. So.
Totally.
So you are the poster child for manage your stress levels.
Yes.
Yeah. The other thing, I mean, outside of just the woo-woo and, like, you know, from a, like, actual scientific level, we know that stress increases our cortisol levels, which is our fight-or-flight hormone. It's the hormone that comes on when you're, like, being chased by a tiger and you got to get away. But when your cortisol is elevated, when you're not being chased by a tiger, and that just happens over and over, it starts creating an imbalance in all your hormones. And it is over-releasing certain hormones, it's pulling other hormones back, and if you let that go on long enough, all of a sudden you're dealing with major hormone imbalances that can affect you for the rest of your life. And that's where autoimmune conditions come from, because your body starts fighting itself. And so what we have to teach people, it's more than just the, oh, I know I should manage my stress. It's, if you don't do it now, eventually you're going to end up in the hospital.
And you're talking, like, adrenal fatigue.
Adrenal fatigue, thyroid conditions, Hashimoto's, you know, hormone issues are, we always think hormone for women going through menopause, right? Like,
yeah.
We're going through menopause, we have no hormones left. You do have hormones, by the way. Nobody has no hormones. Men and women have the same hormones, they just have different concentrations of them. Men have more testosterone, women have more estrogen. But hormone imbalances can start as early as in your 20s. You know, women who suffer from PCOS, that's a hormone imbalance. If you are a 30-year-old male and you're struggling with sex drive and things like that, that's a hormone imbalance. It absolutely can happen at a young age. And there are a lot of things you can do about it, but you have to seek help and you have to understand your body, because if it's unaddressed, it can turn into something really major down the road. So one of the big things we work with people on is don't just settle for, like, this is just what getting older feels like. There is a lot you can do, and the sooner you do it, the younger you are. If you're in your 20s, I implore you, please take care of yourself.
Okay. Your older you will thank you for taking care of yourself in your 20s and early
30s. Yeah, for sure.
And your future kids will thank you, too, because, you know, if you want to get really geeked out on this, like, where do you think Alzheimer's and dementia comes from, right? There's a reason why there's an uptick, because we're way more stressed out, and we're trying to keep up with life and drive, and we're not taking care of ourselves, and so things like dementia, cancer are increasing. And if we take care of it now, your kids in 70 years are going to really appreciate that.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's hard. And it's, I think one of the challenges we have is we get overwhelmed when we think about this stuff, because I'll use myself as an example, like I always do. You're so busy. There's so much stuff. You go from task to task to task. And when you sit across from somebody that wants to take care of you and wants you to take care of yourself, they're saying that you have to add in all these extra things. You need to figure out a new diet plan. You need to figure out a new exercise plan. Make sure that you're getting the medical care that you need. And that can feel overwhelming. So I think what I would say is you just start where you are and do what you can, and just make small incremental changes, which are really the key to lifelong change. If you try to do it all at once, you're going to get overwhelmed, you're going to get frustrated, and you're going to quit.
Yeah. And that's why we created this freebie. So hopefully it's easy for you to just think of three things you can do now, like start stretching, start thinking about your nutrition and what's coming out the other end, look at your poop, bring it back to happy poop talk, and just
manage your
and understanding how to manage your stress. You can't do everything right away, but hopefully this freebie will help you start thinking of three things that you can do now, and then, you know, once you create the habits with that, then you can take it to the next level.
Yeah, maybe start with 3 days, and then if that goes well for a little bit, try five.
Absolutely, yeah, I think small... Build on small wins.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to use it because I love tracking stuff. And I'm going to do it. So I'm in.
Awesome. Well, Megan, where can people find out more about you and Trivita and what you guys offer?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find us online, teamtrivita.com. That's TEAMTRIV as in Victor, I, D as in dog, A as in apple.com. you can give us a call at 720-428-8312 if you're in the Colorado area and you're interested. We do a lot of different seminars. We love educating our community. So you can give us a call and ask us about what kind of upcoming seminars we have. We'd love to have you join us. And then check us out on Facebook. Like, we try and put a lot of content out there. So if you just search Trivita Health on Facebook, we should come up, and check out our content, check out our blog. If you're not in the Colorado area but still want to learn, we've got tons of content on there, and you can always message us on Facebook. I've got a huge network of people throughout the United States that do kind of what we do. So if you're looking for an expert in your area, let me know, and I can get you connected with the right person. But yeah, Facebook, website.
Yeah, and as a side, your new awesome website is about to launch.
I know. Designed by the magical Megan Loeb.
Yes, hopefully by the time this podcast is live and up, you guys can check out the new Team Trivita site.
Yeah, it's awesome. And can I plug Rebecca real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
So Rebecca Olson helped us with our content. If you're ever looking for somebody to help with content, she is shamazing.
A genius.
Like, she is the best person ever.
Yeah.
Rebecca, if you're listening to this, I heart you forever.
Rebecca Olson.
RebeccaOlson.com, also designed by Adventure Torn Creative.
she is amazing. I've used her for projects too, and it's like she crawls inside your head and understands what words need to come out.
Right. You guys, like, Megan Logue and Megan Johnson are the best people at helping you outside of, like, handwritten. It's just amazing and beautiful and so helpful, and I love it. But them each individually in their you know, with Adventure Toward and Megan Johnson coaching are so amazing. Whether you're doing, you cannot go wrong with these two. If you're ever looking for resources and how to market yourself, how to get people to see your information, how to understand how you can get your poop in a group, like, these two ladies are absolutely amazing, and I will refer them and recommend them to the ends of the earth because I absolutely adore them both.
Thanks, Megan.
Thanks. We didn't even pay her for that. That's really good. Thanks, Megan. That's really sweet.
Of course.
Okay. Well, awesome. Do you have anything else?
No. I just thank you for joining us and talking to our listeners about Trivita, what you guys offer, and how they can get all three of those areas of their life together.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that sometimes we just have to stop and kind of take a look at these three areas in our life. And it's funny how it just overlaps with kind of the stuff that we're doing. And, of course, because smart ideas are smart ideas. It doesn't matter who has them. So
that's right.
Thanks so much, Megan. And look for our show notes. Everything that we reference, as always, will be in our show notes. And look for that freebie. You know, it's always in the same place, handwrittenpaperco.com/freebie. And you can get the checklist so you can start better balancing your wellness. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Thanks for checking us out today. If you could like, subscribe, and follow us, it'll help us grow our podcast and let us bring you more resources and more episodes. Thanks so much. On this episode of Life Well Written, we're chatting with Megan Feldman of Trivita about fitness, nutrition, and healthcare all in one.